Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Severide reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a fly ball towards center. Ma still catches it and throws to first to double up Jacobson. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Van Gilder takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball towards right. Tobin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tobin. Shealy moves to third. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home. Severide drops the ball. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive towards short. Gerber catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus bunts towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerbe moves to second. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheely strikes out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler strikes out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Jacobson moves to second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Ellerbe reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Tobin steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 4 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Ma still moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk bunts towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Van Gilder covering. Safe. Ma still moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ma still scores. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.